It is 8:19 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket, we are a work in progress. Monty, DJ, Ham, normally heard Sunday mornings from 9 until noon, but we are handling muser duties this week. Coming up at 8:40 today, after talking Mavericks and Mark Cuban and Nico Harrison and all that, I believe we have a number for Nico Harrison, so we'll try to give him a shout here in about 15 minutes or so. But DJ, I know that you've been dealing with perhaps a problem, perhaps not at home, and we need to hear all about it.
Thank you, Monto. And it's going to be a little bit of a downer, but just follow me here.
You're going to pull us up out of the ditch eventually?
Eventually.
Okay, good.
I think so.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little pet talk here, and you're right. There has been a little bit of a problem dating back a few weeks. In fact, 3 weeks ago, I know y'all have pets. I love y'all's pets.
Yeah.
We've all dealt with loss as well.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's really tough. In fact, I thought I was heading for a loss not that long ago. So 3 weeks ago, we've got a dog and a cat. Cat's 15 years old, perfect health, all that, no problems. 3 weeks ago, cat starts feeling bad. I don't notice this at all. This is all lady-driven, but she points out to me something that I probably should have noticed. Hey, the cat's thrown up like 3 days in a row. Then it's like 4 days in a row. Then 5 days in a row. And I'm thinking, that's just kind of what cats do. Sometimes they're just sick and they just work their way through it.
Why is my cat bulimic?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have body issues?
He was looking great. It's the thinnest I've seen him in a while.
Yeah, we got bikini season coming up.
Yeah, he's trying to get that bod.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Right.
Very reasonable conclusions to draw. She's smarter than me, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sight unseen. Way smarter.
I haven't met her, and I believe you.
So gave it a week, not getting any better, took him into our vet. The prices on vets, by the way.
They're proud of their work.
We should have been veterinarians, not AM radio hosts.
Yeah, but that is a lot of schooling.
Not only that, but pretty much the primary of your job is just putting down people's animals. So we're surrounded by death.
And we'll get to that angle here in a second.
And I can tell you right now, if I walk in there and I have to hand my cat to Ham, I'm walking right back out.
Why not?
You'd have so many bits, and it's like I'm...
Because I don't want to have to knock all the Dr. Pepper cans off the examination counter.
Don't keep them at the office. I keep them back in the bedroom.
Is he going to put our pets in that air fryer?
Did he just inject our dog with a syringe of Dr. Pepper? And he charged me $600 for this.
No. I got to trust whoever I'm
giving my... He charged me $100 for each flavor.
My sweet pets, too.
So we bring him in, and the doctor's looking at him. Oh, the other part of it, too. He's stopped eating, which is a telltale sign. Something is seriously wrong.
Yeah, because that's all animals do is just want to eat poop.
And when they stop eating and they want to, like, just go crawl into an area, at least for dogs, crawl somewhere where they're out of sight.
Yeah, and he hadn't really reached that point yet. He just wasn't eating, not drinking water, so it's like, all right, we have to bring him in.
What was your cat's name?
His name is Wicket. I did not name him, to be clear. Not Wicked.
Wicket, like with a T on the end?
Like Star Wars, the Ewok.
Yeah. Didn't
name
him.
Okay, we shouldn't all know Ewok names.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Maybe you should.
You're an idiot.
It doesn't make you an idiot if you don't know Ewok
names. I have limited bandwidth up there, and I'm not wasting it on
it's
Ewok
not a band,
names.
It's Star Wars.
So back to my sick cat.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked.
So they do a blood test, and he's got all sorts of elevated levels, like bad.
Is that what it said on the paperwork?
Basically.
Elevated levels bad?
So your cat has a gambling addiction.
They speculate it's something called triaditis, where the liver, the pancreas, and the small intestine are all inflamed. There's something going on with all of it.
My doctor tells me I need to do that. Try a diet.
Stop going to a vet.
Oh.
That deserves a rim shot there. So
that would require our board op being in the control room.
Yeah. He hasn't been in there for like an hour. So they prescribe an antibiotic. They give him a appetite stimulant, which you have to rub on the inside of their ear, which is weird.
That's what I need.
We might need that for you. And they say, you know, if it's not getting any better, then that's a pretty bad sign. You need to bring him back. Still not eating, not getting better 3 days later. And maybe selfishly, but we're bumping up to this timing a couple of weeks ago is leading right up to whenever we've had this vacation planned for a long time. So we brought him in, or we were scheduled to leave for vacation March 7th. And like 2 days before that, lady is like, can't go on this vacation.
Yeah, you'd feel terrible.
And he was to the point where, you know, with your own pet, whenever it's not going well and whenever it looks like it's towards the end.
Well, evidently you didn't. She had to tell you.
Oh, yeah. There is puke all over our floor.
Yeah.
What do y'all normally do with your pets when you go on vacation?
Her brother was actually going to stay at our house.
Okay.
Well, so we just fly him in and he takes care of the pets because he can do all his stuff.
You guys fly him in, huh?
It's like $200 on Southwest. That versus
all the way from Guadalajara.
What do you pay to board a pet? You pay way more than that to board it. So, and that's way worse than having a family member.
And that's stressful on the pet too, having to go to a different environment.
Yeah, and the cat's not doing good. So we take it back and we do another blood test. And this time, the numbers were bad the first time. They're like double the second time, to where they say he either needs to be put down or he needs to be intubated and fed through a feeding tube because he's not getting any nourishment. If you're sick and you're not eating and drinking, it goes downhill really fast, especially a 15-year-old cat. This is an old cat.
Are people opting for that second option? Because there you're just keeping it alive.
Well,
for your own kind of reasons, right?
Well, the thing they say is, and we were all over ChatGPT, and it is giving you all sorts of,
he's a ChatGPT doctor?
Basically. And it does say,
put down your pet.
The inflammation and all that, if you can just get it through the worst of it, then it still has a chance of pulling through.
Okay.
So we're at least entertaining that idea, and he's to the point where we say it's now or never, so we took it into this urgent care, which is not a emergency room. I've learned a lot of things about pet care the last couple of weeks.
I've been to one of those places, and if you think regular vets are proud of their work,
yeah,
urgent care vets, they know that they have you by the balls. They could charge you triple.
So we take him into that and we say, look, we're just going to try it. This is our buddy. We've had this cat for the entirety of our relationship. So the cat even though it's my cat, the cat means a lot to her. It's just very symbolic and it's been with us for a long time. So we bring it in to be intubated and they do a sonogram and they come back and they say, well, the problem is not that he's got this tricarditis, or maybe it's not just that. He's also got jaundice. He's also got a blockage in his bile duct, which requires surgery, or he's not going to make it. And she says, with aftercare, pre-care, surgery, you have to have a special surgeon that does it, of course. You can't just have a run-of-the-mill cat surgeon doing this. You got to have a specialist.
Yeah.
Said, you're looking at least $10,000 for a 15-year-old cat that there's absolutely zero guarantee that he's going to make it after that at all.
And I hate when you have to make those kind of decisions because now this, part of your family, you do have to do like a cost-benefit analysis on like it's a thing.
It's always weird, putting a monetary value on it.
Like, and it sucks.
For $10,000, do I really want to spend that on him?
$10,000.
And I think you tell yourself,
how many White Langford coats?
If it was a guarantee, if you guarantee me the animal will be okay, I would probably do it, but they obviously can't do that. They can't guarantee you anything.
The conversation we had after they left the room was, we said, if he was half his age, we would strongly consider it. You know, if he was in his prime, if he's at a good playing weight, heading into the season, we'd be all about it. But
yeah, you have to put it in baseball terms for DJ.
Yeah, otherwise, Tylenol brain, I just don't understand. So, and it's super emotional. My lady is the most emotional person on the planet, and she
probably loves it when you tell her that.
Yeah, she does. So we just tell him, you know, can you give him fluids, give him an IV or whatever you can to, you know, just make him more. Oh, the other thing, they came back and we said, well, we don't think we're going to do the surgery, but they said, you know, it's probably time. We just need to do this now. Put him down. I said, no, like I'm not ready to do that yet. Right now. It was on two Fridays ago whenever, I was still in with the hard line. So it was bumping up against it. Like, we have to do something. Like, I have to go to work. Like, it's like 1:30. We need to figure this out. So just give him an IV and we're just going to take him home and make him comfortable and we'll just see what happens in a day or two. And she says he is beyond the point of comfort already, which is like,
and now you're really twisting the knife.
Yeah. So now that you're telling me that every second he lives from now on is just torture and it's my fault that
pure agony.
Yeah. That I haven't done more for him.
This is going to be on your soul, son.
So I say, well, I'm just going to have to live with that, I guess, because I'm not ready. I think he'd rather be home anyway. So we talked to our other vet, our normal vet, and he says, well, you can give him an opioid shot where he'll be feeling way better than he is now.
They gave your cat fentanyl?
He'll be calm, basically. I mean, yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, you got an extra one of those, Doc? I'll charge me whatever. And they gave him some other shot, and they said he'll be more comfortable, and, you know, we understand, and, you know, just go from there. Just call us whenever it's time, whenever you need us. So by this point, we make him a nest in the closet. He won't leave the closet. We don't need the terribly sad music.
The piano's
that makes
too much.
It worse.
Too much.
Not that.
All right, overcorrections.
Back.
So he's in this closet, and he won't leave. You know, he's just in there. My lady is literally, not exaggerating, she's force-feeding him. She's squirting water into his mouth. There's this little pureed treat. She's squeezing the food into his mouth, just trying to give him something. And Sunday night, we say, this last Sunday night, a week ago, we said, it's time. You know, we're going to bring him in Monday morning, and we'll move on with our life, and it's sad and all that. Sunday night, though, like late at night, because I can't sleep, so I'm just out in the living room, comes out of the closet. And he's just kind of chilling. He comes up on the couch.
Yay!
Seriously. And he...
Oh, different closet.
Different closet. I don't know if he swings that way. He's neutered. So he's eating treats. I give him a couple treats. He's slightly better. So, all right, that's weird. Next morning, when we're going to take him in, he's out of the closet. He's a little bit better. I can't take him in to kill him if he's
over there doing backflips.
Yeah, if he's better. He's very clearly showing us, like, no. Whoa.
I still got life in me.
You're going to kill me if I don't? Oh, my God.
You're dead, DJ.
That's what it felt like. So, we can ride it out another day. We'll just keep an eye on him. Fast forward week later. Yeah, just put it off as long as you can until your hand is forced. That's definitely the DJ way. So, fast forward over a week later now, he's kind of back to normal. Like, he is eating, we switched his food, he's eating wet food, to the point where he said, do we need to take him back into the vet now and run tests again and see if he's any better? We have zero expectation for what the future is here in the next... He could drop dead today and it'd be like, yeah, I mean, he's an old sick cat, completely... But he is back to the point where he's completely back to his normal routine and everything. So we're just kind of riding it out. We don't really know what to do at this point other than just keep treating it like it's normal and just, I don't know.
Maybe he used one of his 9 lives.
Potentially.
Or you take him back into the doctor and the doctor's like, son, this is a different cat.
We switched it out. They switched it out.
Sprayed the tail.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, it sounds like your cat at least has a awful opiate addiction now.
Yeah, now he's...
Which is cool.
You're just doing the fentanyl lean.
He's figured out how to work the pill bottles now. We saw him in there trying to...
He's rifling through your medicine cabinet now.
It looks like a junkie went through
there.
You're
going to go home and all your jewels have been sold.
Why are we on spoons?
Sold our TV, pawned our TV, yeah.
At least he's alive.
So we're $906.10 in to all this testing and stuff, but he's still with us.
So all you need to do is feed him.
Apparently so. No, you can't emphasize how dire it was. Like, especially, it's so heartbreaking. You hold your pet in your hands. He feels weak.
Oh, I'm well aware.
And he feels like he weighs half as much as he normally does, you know, and he's just kind of crumpled up in your arms. Like, it's the absolute worst, but he's kind of made a recovery. So all of this said, now that I've brought it to the air, he's probably going to take an immediate cliff dive, but
I got a segment out of this. Nice.
But that's what pets do. And Corby said it the other day, we were talking about it and it kind of hit home, where he said, there's just something so personal about your pet being sick because it's like your child.
Yeah.
It's a diet kid, basically, where it depends on you for everything.
Yep.
And to see it helpless like that, it's just really tough. So it's been a tough couple of weeks, I would say, just dealing with it all. But I think we've all had that sensation and that awful feeling. And it's just, it kind of feels good, where it feels like we're cheating death for at least a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, at least for now, you're getting a rare W where things are getting better, because I don't think for a lot of people that happens.
And we don't blame the vet. I mean, they can only go off of what the tests say, and the tests were awful. So that's where I'm at.
Well, here's to another 15 years of Wicket's life.
We'll see. Wouldn't count on it, but we'll see.
We can do it.
We'll take a week at a time.